Ag Exports looking good. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, we've heard a lot over the years about the importance of trade in the ag sector, and in fact, this year, records are being broke as the U.S. food and agriculture industry is building a huge agricultural trade surplus with other countries. USDA's Gary Crawford has our report.
Despite high prices, we've seen, again, a very strong export market.
Stronger than anyone had dared to predict, this from Agriculture Department economist Larry Salati. Analysts are now saying that when this year is up, the U.S. will have sold $114 billion worth of ag products to other countries. That's $5.5 billion more than was predicted just 3 months ago. It would be over $32 billion more than this past year. So, what's behind this?
Even though we've had a slowdown here in the U.S. in our economy, I think other economies have fared fairly well, especially China. China is our number one market for cotton as well as soybeans. I think other economies, too, have maintained a demand for agricultural products, and so our exports remain strong.
Or at least export value. Analysts have raised the export value forecast by $1.3 billion for U.S. wheat, $1.8 billion for corn. The reason?
On the crop side, it's primarily a price. It's not so much quantity, but price is much higher.
But quantities for wheat and corn and other crops are up, as well as the dollar has been weak, making our products a bit of a bargain for other buyers. Now, if exports do hit $114 billion this year, U.S. farmers will have a $30 billion trade surplus for 2008. It was only $4.5 billion just 2 years ago. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
A great year for ag exports. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.